We used to go to the fish in that way, and we'd go down on the adult cheap, and we'd start out, I mean, we didn't have no bait. We'd have no gun or two of us, mostly one. We'd be driving down the road, and we'd see a rabbit, you know. Rabbit hop out there, shoot him. All right. Maybe get a couple of three before we get down there. Didn't somebody slip around out down to the edge of the wood, kill one. Take him, set out the hooks, you know, and bait him with that rabbit. And made good fish bait.
Yeah.
But they,
You ever use any small fish to fish with?
Yeah, we use small fish.
Those were called?
We use shiners, and we use, we take them little bitty old bar fish, we use little old buffalo, all of them, they,
Dig anything out of the ground?
Yes, worms.
What sort of worms you got?
Mostly in the ground, it's pretty well earthworms, grubworms.
Grubworms, that's the...
That's a bird goes in the ground, and he
kind of a white thing.
He has to make the grub worm, and after a while that grub worm he'll turn back to a fly, you know, he'll hatch again and come out in there.
Yeah. Now I wanted to ask you about the trees in the community. That tree right there is that tree with white limbs and broad.
That's got them big leaves on it?
Yeah.
That's the sycamore.
I see. And the one next to it is a what?
To the right?
Yeah.
Back this little piece of there, that's red oak.
Red oak?
Uh-huh. One to the left of that is a corn. This little right, yeah, is a walnut. That one with brown leaves on it down yonder is a mulberry.
Yeah.
This near the... This is a, what we always call an umbrella chine berry. It's built like an umbrella. And that's persimmon, yarn of that knee right here.
Now let me ask you a question. Did you plant a lot of these trees? Because I've never seen so many different varieties of trees growing.
I planted that little old walnut there, and we planted that plum by the house there. See, it done shaded now.
Yeah.
That thing had so many plums on it, it was a great big plum. Then we planted them china berries, and we planted some mimosas in there. I believe that's all. I get plenty as I know of. I think all this other come up and pop on them planted.
What other types of trees you got in the community, any?
Well, we got that cedar tree right down there, that old dead looking one.
Yeah.
And that's a honey locust. Right beside of it there.
Yeah.
I mean a black locust. Then we got one down the outside that restroom. That's a arborvita. It's you see them around yards. It's mostly a cultivated tree.
Uh-huh.
That's what the board's leaning up in down there. You see that one,
yeah.
Don't you?
Have you got
it's about 35 feet high. They claim the German planted that tree there.
Yeah. Have you got, Mr. Krause, have you got any types of, do you ever use the bottom parts of the tree, part underground for anything? Do you ever use parts of a tree for medicine or anything like that?
We've used the stumps out of the ground, out of pine for pine type fires or lighting. And then we have used walnut, dig that up, you know, and use that. That makes mighty good gun stock. And any parts of the gun, you know, forearm and thing like that, get out of the roots and things because it all works together. And I don't know, seems to me like we've used other stuff around. I used that out of the ground for the other thing, but I don't remember now. I think we've used billets thing to get that out of elm, you know, where it's kind of in the ground, not in the ground too. Well, the roots come out.
Elm.
Yeah.
Elm tree.
Uh-huh.
Elm tree.
Yeah.